arts and crafts shit. I came for the food and liquor. Yeah, Dax agrees enthusiastically.
Because we're real men.
Except Bishop, I say with a snort. He's turned into a pussy.
And Legend,
Dax adds, which makes me guffaw. Legend declined coming with us today because he's doing some work on his house he'd bought. He took the plunge into homeownership very seriously, and he's been spending all of his free time painting, staining, refinishing, and refurbishing shit around his new place. Up ahead is a stage, and it looks like a new band is getting ready to start. A smallish dance floor has been cordoned off in front of it, where earlier we watched some salsa dancers. The music starts as we put our orders in for huevos rancheros with spicy chorizo that are served on paper plates and margaritas in tall plastic cups. We step off to the side, snag a high table, and listen for a while as we eat. The band is playing good old classic country music, which is so not my thing, and I don't recognize a single song so far. Apparently, though, the music is enough to entice people out onto the dance floor, and soon enough, couples are two-stepping around in a counterclockwise circle.
What do you want to do tonight?
Dax asks. I feel for him a bit. Bishop is his best friend and roommate, but Dax has been hanging with me since Brooke entered the picture. Now he regularly spends time with Legend and me on our nights off. The Sneaky Saguaro? I suggest. It's become our go-to hangout.
Sounds good,
he says, and then gives a mock shudder.
But I'm always afraid that crazy bitch will show up.
He's talking about Nanette, of course. She's become quite the menace to our team recently, and I'm eternally grateful that I never hooked up with her. Dax hasn't said much about the few times he fucked her, but I take that to mean she wasn't that great. Usually forward women like that are a lot of talk and are pretty much boring as shit in bed. Still, regardless, if I fucked her or not, that bitch still named me in a bogus sexual harassment lawsuit, so she better not show up. No telling what I'd do to her.
Hey, Eric,
Dax says, looking at something over my shoulder.
Isn't that Blue, the flight attendant?
I whip around so fast I fucking knock my margarita off the table and it goes flying into some low bushes. My eyes scan the crowd for her golden yellow hair and sexy as fuck body. Dax laughs and says,
God, you have it bad for her.
I so do, although I haven't admitted that out loud to anyone. The fact she won't give me the time of day makes her infinitely hotter to me for some reason. Pure and simple, she's become a challenge to me, because I've yet to meet a woman I want who hasn't at some point yielded. I figure she's playing hard to get, and I very much enjoy the chase. Finally, I see her through the crowd. She's walking slightly bent over, perhaps carrying something heavy with both arms. For the life of me, I can't figure out what. And then the sea of people parts, and I see her clearly. She's bent slightly because she's pushing a wheelchair. In it is a young man, and although I couldn't begin to guess his age, he's definitely an adult. Then I notice a few other people in wheelchairs, each with someone pushing them. None of the people in the chairs are children, though. There are also a few adults that are ambulating with assistive devices like walkers or hand crutches.
Think she works for a group home or something?
Dax asks, indicating that he sees what I see. No clue, I tell him. Maybe she volunteers there or something. I figure she has to make pretty good bank working on the team plane.
You're probably right, he says.
My food is forgotten, and I don't even think about getting a refill on my margarita. I happily stand at my table and just watch Blue. She pushes the wheelchair to the edge of the dance floor and bends down to say something in the man's ear. I note his arms are contracted inward, but he twists his neck to look at her. He smiles at her brightly, and his head sort of jerks up and down, which I take to mean he likes whatever she just told him. He then extends an arm toward the dance floor. It doesn't fully